Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's up, everybody? I'm Najee Adams.
And I'm Hunter Jacobs.
And you're listening to the Hoop Bowl Nets Podcast. We are back with another episode. This is the NBA 2K20 simulation episode for the Brooklyn Nets. Make sure you subscribe to the Hoopball Nets podcast on Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you decide you want to listen to your podcast. Just look up Hoopball Nets or Brooklyn Nets or just Hoopball and we'll come up. Hit that subscribe button. If you're on iTunes, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It takes you like 5 seconds, 10 seconds maybe, and it does a lot for our podcast. And all podcast ratings and reviews are getting read on the podcast, so you get a chance to hear your name and your review. Please follow us on Twitter at HoopBallNets. Simple. And shout out to Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company for sponsoring this podcast and every other Hoopball podcast. You can find them on Twitter at High Kona Coffee. That is Kona with a K. And shop their products on Amazon and let them know that the Hoopball Nets podcast sent you. Boom. So with that out of the way, Hunter, tell them what we're doing today.
So we're going to pick up in a start today, 2K, NBA 2K20, my league, and simulate these playoffs and the next couple seasons for the Nets and see what the computer does with the team.
And so going into it, so when you start a My League in 2K, you have the option to set everything to manual for the team, so you literally make every single decision for them, or set it to automated, so they make every single decision for themselves based on some algorithm that 2K has come up with. And so we literally put every single option to automated. So every decision and
except
every move.
The NBA draft.
Oh, yeah, except the draft. Because we didn't want them to pick someone that nobody knows.
And that they didn't need.
Exactly. So for every decision except the draft that the Nets make, it's all them. So if they make a decision you don't agree with, hit up 2K, not us, because we didn't do it. And so, yeah, this is basically a simulation since there's no real basketball of how the Nets season would have finished this season and the next two seasons ongoing. But there is a twist. We completely took off all the injuries that every single team was facing for this upcoming, for to finish off this COVID-19 pause season. So every team coming back from the COVID pause in this 2K simulation has no injuries.
Which we mainly did that because we expect KD to come back and play the playoffs were to resume.
That means KD and Kyrie are fully healthy, but that also means that, you know, people like John Wall for the Wizards are completely healthy.
Which, I mean, he probably will be next season, finally, maybe.
Hopefully. And so, yeah, we took all injuries off. We wanted to see how this season played out. And so we'll get into it. Make sure you give us your reviews of this type of episode because we love doing it. We're on 2K, PS4, 24/7. And so, yeah, figured we'd do this and give you guys a sneak peek at how the Nets, how 2K thinks the Nets season would have ended.
So the season ended with the Nets at 38-44, eighth seed in the playoffs. So nothing really changed from where we left off when the season went on hiatus. The season ended with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP, Dennis Schroeder, Sixth Man of the Year, Bam Adebayo, Most Improved, Ja Morant, Rookie of the Year. All of those are most likely the awards that are going to happen, except maybe Brandon Ingram wins Most Improved instead of Bam. And then they gave Kawhi Leonard Defensive Player of the Year, probably going to be Anthony Davis in real life. And Mike Budenholzer got Coach of the Year, probably Frank Vogel in real life.
I forgot to mention this, but I also wrote a companion piece to this podcast, which you can find either in the description of this episode or in the tweet that is tweeted out with this episode. It'll probably be linked so you can read along, or you can just read it, or you can listen, or you can read and listen, or do both. It's up to you. But I just wanted to put that out there because I forgot to say it in the intro. But yeah, the Nets finished 38-44. Hunter just said all of the awards that were won. When it comes to the All-NBA team for this season, not a single Net was on it. The All-NBA first team was Harden, Doncic, Giannis, LeBron, Jokic. Second team, we have Trae Young, Dame Lillard, Anthony Davis, Kawhi, Bam Adebayo made the All-NBA second team. And then All-NBA third, Westbrook, Bradley Beal makes the All-NBA third team, but not the All-Star game. Pascal Siakam, DeMontis, that's wild. How do you make an All-NBA team and not the All-Star game? DeMontis Sabonis and Andre Drummond.
So Drummond didn't make the team either, but he shouldn't have, so.
Exactly. And so the Nets finished that season 38-44. They were the eighth seed in the playoffs. So they actually dropped a position in seeding when it comes to where they are right now in real life and what 2K predicted for them. And
wait, aren't they the eighth seed right now?
I thought they were the seventh seed right now.
I thought they ended at eight because we had said that they would come back and play the Bucks.
I thought they ended at seven because they had just beat the Lakers the last time they played. A quick Google search will write this out for me. NBA standings. The Nets were the 7 seed. Woo! They were They were 30-34. They were a half a game ahead of the Magic for the 8 seed, so it doesn't really matter that much. And
the Raptors are a very friendly matchup, not going to lie.
Yeah, the Raptors are a team that could definitely be
beaten. If they do have KD and they wind up facing the Raptors,
they're making it to the second round.
Ooh, oh. They'll be meeting the Sixers or Celtics in the next round.
And so, yes, they were the eighth seed in the playoffs. They face the Bucks in the first round of the NBA playoffs. And what you would expect would be...
They were getting destroyed. Yeah. They were down 3-0 through three games. And then some switch flipped inside of KD's head, and it was all of a sudden a game seven.
They literally won three. They were down 3-0. They won back-to-back-to-back games to force a game seven against the Bucks.
And then they got blown out and gave up 140 points.
Yep. In game seven. They gave up 140 points in game seven and, you know, got eliminated from the first round.
In this simulation, the man that we refer to as Old Reliable was quite possibly the worst basketball player I've ever witnessed in a video game. In the playoffs, he shot 32% from three-point range and averaged 5 points a game. He really, really wasn't doing it in this simulation. Not really fair to Joe Harris.
To give him some sort of respect and leeway and some sort of excuse, the way 2K does their three-point ratings aren't exactly accurate. Because Joe Harris's three-point rating is something like an 83 or like an 84. But then someone like Ja Morant, his three-point rating is like a 82. Like, it's crazy. D'Angelo Russell's like a 79 or maybe like an 81. And then somebody like, I don't know, like...
Like Towns is like a 90.
Yeah, like the way that they do their three-point ratings is not accurate at all. So I don't want to just dump on Joe Harris, but in the game, he's cheeks. He's trash. So there's that. And then, so the Nets get eliminated in Game 7, first round.
And you gotta love to see it. The Boston Celtics win the NBA championship. Jason Tatum wins his first finals MVP.
Yeah.
And the Lakers were eliminated by the Blazers in the first round. So yeah. The Celtics wound up beating the Clippers in the chip.
The Celtics win their 18th championship and advanced the lead on the Lakers for the both championships.
That just feels so great to say.
Yeah, and good thing it'll never happen. So that's fun.
We'll see about that.
And so, at the end of the season, we went and looked at their playoff stats. So, this is what we got. Kyrie averaged 26 points, 4.7 assists, and 4.3 rebounds with 1.1 steal on 46.4% shooting in the playoffs. KD, Kevin Durant, maybe the greatest player in the NBA right now, only averaged 21.9. He averaged 7.3 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 2.3 blocks, which is really good, and he only shot 49.1%. Outside of that, the Nets didn't really have much help. Spencer Dinwiddie averaged 17.9, but he shot 40.4%. So he was very inefficient. Not very inefficient, but not as efficient as he should have been. Karras only averaged 14.6. He shot 47.1% from the field. And he only assisted the ball 3.3 times. Jared Allen, the thing with 2K, it's very hard for two centers or two people of the same position with the same archetype that DeAndre Jordan and Jared Allen have to coexist on a team. So they basically make them both garbage.
And they are always both going to average 9-9 or 5-9, 8-9. They don't ever make them average like 14-12. Nope, never, never.
And so with that being said, Jared Allen averaged 9.9 points, 8.7 rebounds, and 1.4 blocks on 52.7% shooting. DeAndre Jordan was significantly worse, though. He averaged 4.9 points, 10.9 rebounds, 1.7 blocks. He is a center, and he shot 37.1% from the field. That
granted,
is horrible.
The tendencies in 2K are bad. They ruined Jackson Hayes on the Pelicans and made it so that he never shoots 30% in a season.
Yeah, that's insane that you can even do that. But and so that's how the Nets COVID-19 break season ended. First round exit, pushed the Bucks to Game 7. At the end of the season, we had some retirements. Our guy Vince Carter retired, Tyson Chandler retired, Molly the Boss Jamal Crawford retired, Pau Gasol retired, Kyle Korver retired. Those are the five most important ones. And that's how that season ended. We got into the offseason, and so the head coaching situation.
So this is what happened. I took it to myself to fire Kenny Atkinson like they did, right? And then Najee's like, oh, just sim it, see who they hire. We sim it, I go back to staff, look at the head coach, and I'm staring Kenny Atkinson right back in the eyes again. So they decided to rehire him. So I fired him, I looked at the options, and I decided to take a chance on Tim Duncan.
Yep.
None of the options that the Nets are actually looking at were in the game as head coach options. So I decided to give Tim Duncan a shot. Never know what could happen.
15-time All-Star Tim Duncan. 2-time MVP Tim Duncan. 5 NBA championships.
His potential as a head coach was an A. So I decided to give him a chance and see what happened. And then the draft came about next in the offseason. And at the 24th pick, I drafted and I took Jamias Ramsey from Texas Tech.
Now, and in all reality, he's actually pretty good. Like, in real life,
he fit pretty well with the Nets in real life because Joe Harris is leaving and he's a solid shooter and a good wing player, and they're not exactly strong at the shooting guard wing position. So I do think he'd be a great fit. If they got Bradley Beal, they'd trade that pick so they'd never be able to get him. But I would like to see the Nets actually get him. So
yeah, in real life he averaged 15 points, 4 rebounds and 2.2 assists on 44.2% shooting. He's an 18-year-old freshman.
6'3" shooting guard. He's solid.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, the fact that he was there at 24, to be honest, I'm pretty happy with what we picked. I think that they would actually fit for the Nets in real life. The rest of the draft went how you would expect. If you want to know who went like the order and everything, we have it. James Wiseman went 1 to the Pistons, but we might as well let you know what the Pistons did because they went insane.
They decided to trade Blake Griffin.
Yeah,
and made a living out of it.
So the Pistons already had the first pick in the draft. They then traded up to get the fourth pick in the draft. They now owned 2 of the first 4 picks. They picked James Wiseman at 1. The Knicks took Anthony Edwards at 2. The Hawks took Obi Toppin at 3. And then the Pistons come back and take LaMelo Ball at 4. The Warriors.
So they have LaMelo Ball and James Wiseman right off the bat.
Adding him to Luke Kennard. And then at 5, Cole Anthony went to the Warriors. 6, Killian Hayes, as Hunter would say, future Nick. And then, yeah, that's how the draft ended up going.
And Denny Avdija went 9 to the Bulls, in case anyone was wondering.
So, yeah, the Pistons ended up with LaMelo Ball and James Wiseman in the draft. Now, is that going to happen in real life? Not a chance.
Nope. No, because no one would even take Blake Griffin.
No but shot. Nice effort.
But next was free agency, and it was probably the craziest thing that happened in the entire sim, something that would never happen in real life, because this person signed to a multi-year deal in Spain. So they decided to sign Nikola Mirotic on their own.
We literally
3-year,
were shocked.
$28 million deal.
We literally went to free agency and looked at the Nets team and were like, huh? Like, how did they get Nikola Mirotic?
And 3-year, $28 million, and they brought him back.
Which is crazy because they have always needed a stretch four. We said that on this podcast.
We've said Nikola Mirotic's name too many times.
So many times. And we promise you, we did not have any effect on them signing Nikola Mirotic.
It was on auto. It was on auto.
They and, signed him.
If he was on the real team with what they had now, he'd probably work out pretty well. Not going to lie.
Yeah, because they'd have a stretch four so that all their isolation-heavy guards like Caris Dinwiddie, and Kyrie could just work.
Yes.
And then,
except Kyrie doesn't pass the ball. The other two do.
Okay, yeah. You're just mad he said he wants to smoke Kemba Walker in a one-on-one.
He said Kemba's his bro. It's fine.
Outside of that, the Nets, if you even care, signed Brad Wanamaker and LeBrion Nash.
LeBrion Nash, the GOAT from Oklahoma State.
Signed him to
Marcus Smart.
Signed both of them to a two-way contract. And so, in year 2, the Nets are set to embark on their first full season as a complete unit. And this was their starting lineup. Kyrie at the 1, Karis at the 2, KD at the 3, Mirotić at the 4, DeAndre Jordan at the 5, 6-man Spencer Dinwiddie. On the bench, they had Jared Allen, Joe Harris, and our guy, Jamias Ramsey.
And Tim Duncan took the bold approach of knocking Taurean Prince out of the rotation.
Yeah.
So they ran a 9-man rotation, and it worked. It worked for quite a long time.
Yeah, they came out the gates red hot, 18-4 in their first 22 games. They were pretty nice. Like, when we were watching the sim, they were just, like, smoking nice teams. they were like, oh, the Clippers bodied. They were scoring like 130 a game. It was sick. And then KD got injured.
He didn't miss a long time.
Nah, he got injured November 14th, bruised left knee. He missed like 1 to 2 weeks. And then our guy, Nikola Mirotic, he got a high ankle sprain.
Severe ankle sprain, out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, it was sad. So he came from the EuroLeague just to go right back to the sidelines. Around that time, the All-Star captains were announced. It was KD and Luka Doncic. That was the first time LeBron and Giannis weren't it. And so Durant's knee healed up pretty quickly. He was back in the lineup. He missed like 4 or 5 games.
And in that All-Star captain draft, he picked Kyrie Irving first. Not going to lie, you can't automate that. So I did it, and I knew he'd pick his teammate first if it was real life, because really, who wouldn't pick their teammate first? But I tried to not pick Westbrook or Harden or Tatum for Kyrie's sake. So I tried to make it
as realistic,
KD and Kyrie friendly as possible.
As realistic as possible. Really tried to make it as realistic as possible. Unfortunately, though, Hunter's team ended up getting clapped.
Yeah, we lost. Well, I mean, if you pick Kyrie first instead of LeBron James,
Stop it.
Not going to be the best thing.
Your team was already nice. The Kyrie is not the reason you sold.
No, but I fumbled the bag with the first pick, but so did KD, so it's fine.
And so, yeah, that they ended. After that, Zion won the dunk contest. Steph Curry won the second three-point contest. And, yeah, we sent him to the end of the season.
Oh, just sidebar, in that draft, Giannis was a reserve.
Yes, Giannis was a reserve, and Jimmy Butler was a starter. I don't know how. That is 2K logic for you. Literally 2K logic for you.
Yeah, not good. That was not good.
We simmed the season. The Nets ended 4 wins shy of a 60-win season. They were 56-26. They finished with the most points per game of any team in the NBA with 122.1. They had a middling defense allowing 112.9 points per game. And, they actually weren't horrible in turnovers. They finished with the fifth fewest turnovers in the entire league. But the problem...
They could not score off the bench, which many people believe will be the problem with the Nets post Bradley Beal trade, but it's the problem in the sim without the Bradley Beal trade. So,
despite having Jameis Ramsey and Caris LeVert and Joe Harris and Torian Prince and Nick Claxton, Tim Duncan chose to just run a 9-man rotation, and our bench scoring was not that great. Heading into
there was one more injury to point out.
Wait, what was it?
Kyrie broke his nose against the Celtics on March 5th in what could have been a revenge game. And he was out for what they said was 4 to 6 weeks, but it turned out being a 2.5 week absence.
Yeah. Kyrie got back quick. We were like literally going through the games like, when did he come back? And he came back. He come back like 2 games after he got injured. So it was a pretty quick recovery for Kyrie. And then heading into year two's playoffs, here were the season awards. Luka, once again, back-to-back MVPs. 2K loves that man.
If not Zion, Luka is the favorite of 2K. Easily.
He really is.
And LaMelo Ball's the favorite rookie in that class as he wins Rookie of the Year. And then they think Kawhi Leonard has hands made of metal. He wins Defensive Player of the Year again.
Dennis Schroeder, once again, wins Sixth Man of the Year. And then most improved...
that makes sense.
No. I want you to confess to what you did.
Okay, so the most improved player was Tony Bradley on the Jazz.
But Hunter refused to accept.
11.
Hunter refused. 11 and 9. He refused to accept that Tony Bradley.
I overrode it. I was not letting Tony Bradley win most improved. I promise anyone listening that Tony Bradley will never win an NBA award.
I hope he wins most improved next year.
He'll never win anything. And so I gave it to Wiggins, who in the sim had an efficient 54% shooting from the field, 21 points per game on the Warriors that had Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
And so, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Andrew Wiggins.
It was a great season, and Wiggins really turned a new leaf there. So I gave Andrew Wiggins the most improved player.
And yes, unlike last year, we do have some Nets on an All-NBA team. Kyrie Irving was, what, on the All-NBA second team? But yes. I'll read you the entire.
KD was on the third team.
Yes, KD was on the third team. Kyrie was on the second team. And, at the end of the year, Kyrie finished averaging 28.2, 5.6 rebounds, 7.0 assists, 7.0, and 1.3 steals on 53.4% shooting, while KD ended with 27.9 points, 6.3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.2 steals, and 1.1 blocks on 55.3% shooting from the field. It's crazy because in these Sims, they always have Kyrie outscore KD. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a pretty accurate statistic for both of them, though. I could see Kyrie averaging more than him. Kyrie will have the ball in his hand, so.
Kyrie got into the 50-40-90 club for the first time in his career, and KD got into it for the second time in his career because he got into it in 2012, joining the illustrious Malcolm Brogdon and Spencer Dinwiddie. Yeah, it's crazy that Malcolm Brogdon's in the 50-40-90 club. I can't believe that.
He's super efficient.
Spencer Dinwiddie yet again. I think last year he averaged 17.9. This year he averaged 17.2. But he raised his field goal percentage up to 47.9. Dished out 6.4 assists. And LeVert only averaged 13.2 points per game. But he was dealing with a nagging injury for most of the season. Although he never actually, like, it was like an Achilles injury. Like a slim Achilles injury. He never ruptured it or tore it. But it was like messing him up the entire season. And so.
So in the playoffs, it was an easy first round. They played the Hawks, beat them in 5 games.
A quick 5. And then a gentleman
sweep.
They moved
on to play the Celtics.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the Celtics took them 7.
The defending No. Let's not go through it. The defending champ, Boston Celtics, trying to get their 19th NBA championship with Jason Tatum at the helm.
You know who didn't win a chip in this sim? The Lakers.
And so, in a grueling battle, they beat the Celtics in 7. Crazy. Double overtime. The Nets were finally able to send them packing.
And then, a Warriors-like season, a Warriors-like series occurred, and injuries started flowing in the conference finals versus the Sixers.
Yeah.
Although none major until game 3 when KD went down the entire series.
The Nets were up, too. The Nets were up. KD goes down with a high ankle sprain, cost him the remainder of the series. So now it was either, like, he might have been able to come back if the Nets advanced to the finals. But will they be able to? Who knows? In game 3, they ended up losing. No one was there to guard Ben Simmons. The 76ers rallied back and took a 2-1 lead over the Nets. In game 4, Kyrie and Spencer Dinwiddie did everything that they could. Spencer Dinwiddie had 54, and he led them to a win to tie the series at 2 games apiece. And in the end, it was just too much. The 76ers were too much for the Nets to handle without having KD, and they ended up advancing to face the Los Angeles Lakers.
Then the Sixers won the chip, did they not?
They did. They beat the Lakers in 6.
Yep. And I believe Ben Simmons was MVP.
He definitely was MVP. The heartbreak of losing in the playoffs back-to-back years forced Garrett Temple into retirement. And former Net Jared Dudley also joined him because the season was over for the Nets and we headed into the offseason. With the draft coming up for the Nets, which, once again, we did. We got the 28th pick, and Hunter selected our guy. I have no clue who this man is, but Josh Christopher, 6'5", 215
pounds. Josh Christopher is a goon. He gets buckets. He's so good.
Yeah, he averaged, in 2K, they like sim their college season. He averaged 22.9 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 3.6 assists on 47% shooting from the field. And he was considered a steal in the draft by the 2K analysts. In free agency, we are now at free agency. We were expecting the Nets to do something. They did basically nothing, actually. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Except give Spencer Dinwiddie 4 years, $89 million, and decided to keep the exact same team they got.
Exactly. Now, we're going to go into year three, which would be the 2021-2022 season.
They made a few trades early in the season. They got rid of the newly drafted Josh Christopher, which I didn't quite understand the deal. They gave away Christopher for Evan Turner. Don't really know what Evan Turner is going to do for you, but hey.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, they got a 20.
They also traded Torian Prince for Jamichael Green.
Yes, they did. They traded Torian Prince for Jamichael Green. And it didn't really pay many dividends for them because Jamichael Green's not that good.
And lastly, they traded Nikola Mirotic, who they had signed, for George Hill.
I guess they figured, you know, we've got Jamichael Green now. So we don't need Torian Prince or Nikola Mirotic.
The people they acquired were Jamichael Green, George Hill, and Evan Turner. Can't say I'm a fan of the moves.
Not at all. If we would have controlled the Nets team, I guarantee you they'd have another superstar. They would have
traded. I would have gone for Bradley Beal.
They would have traded pins and needles for Bradley Beal. Because you can hit a lick off of a 2K computer. You can do whatever you want in 2K to get trades. Which is why we didn't want to do it. Because we would have ended up making something that's not realistic. And so, heading into the third season, the Nets basically had the exact same lineup that they did before. Literally nothing different.
Yeah, except no Mirotić.
And so we simmed to the All-Star break. Steph and KD were the All-Star captains. Basically drafted the exact same All-Star team. And the Nets ended the season at 55-27. After ending last season at 56-26. So they lost one more game. At the end, Luka won back-to-back-to-back MVPs, so that's three straight for him. Cade Cunningham won Rookie of the Year. He's on the Wizards.
A beast he is.
Tyrese Haliburton on the Suns. He won Sixth Man of the Year. Anthony Davis won Defensive Player of the Year. Onyeka Okongwu won Most Improved Player. And Lloyd Pierce was Coach of the Year. Kyrie did not make any All-NBA teams. He didn't even make the All-Star game. But KD was on the All-NBA third team for the second straight year. The Nets once again finished as the one seed. Jared Allen played all 82 games. So
this is probably the most unfortunate thing that's ever happened in NBA history besides, like, D-Rose. Jared Allen played an entire 82-game season. Went up and down the court every game.
And he was having a good season.
Giving it his all.
His great best season so far.
Was finally turning a leaf.
He was averaging like 15-12. Gets
a stress fracture in his leg in that 82nd game.
Yeah. Tim Duncan shouldn't even have played him. Tim Duncan shouldn't even have played him because the Nets were the one seed anyway.
And it turns out that maybe because of his injury, maybe not, the Nets get upset by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
In six games. And yes, KD and Kyrie were fully healthy.
Then the Sixers win another chip over the Denver Nuggets in six games.
And at the end of it all, Chris Paul
and Dwight Howard retire, and both of them first ballot Hall of Famers.
and tell the moral of the story. The end of the story.
The Nets did not win a chip without Bradley Beal. That's mainly what has to be said.
A very, very sad story indeed, because the Nets really didn't win at all. They were so close. They were so close last year, year two, which would be next year in reality. But KD got injured in the conference finals against the 76ers, and they were never able to make it back there.
So, aside from Bradley Beal, another moral is unless KD and Kyrie can stay healthy, they're not going to win. But not that's pretty obvious.
And I'm glad that 2K showed, like, that's actually pretty realistic of 2K not to injure KD. I'm not trying to say that, but, like, that
I wish they would have just given them one season.
I think that I wish they would have given them a chip.
They did.
Too.
They did. The last season. They just didn't win it.
Yeah, no, that was a sad one. The fact that the third season is the worst that they performed, because they took the Bucks to 7 in the first season. They get to the conference finals in the second season, and then they lose in 6 to the Cavs in the third season. It's not right. So for all the Nets fans that are angry, please be angry at 2K, not us. We made slim, slim decisions for them. If it was up to us, they would have won the chip 3 back-to-back-to-back years. If you want us to do one where we control what the Nets do, let us know. Because we will gladly win the Nets 3 back-to-back-to-back chips easy. In 2K. Sure. And we'll tell you exactly the moves that they need to make to do it. But with that, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll undoubtedly do one when 2K21 comes out. And like we said, we might do the one where we control the Nets and see what we can do with them as a team. But make sure you subscribe to the Hoopball Nets podcast on iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and review. All reviews are getting read on the podcast. It takes you like 10 seconds to do, but it really helps us out. So please, please, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. Shout out to Hawaiian Knowledge Kona Coffee Company for sponsoring this podcast and every other Hoopball podcast. Like I said, you can read along in the article that I posted, basically going over the entire season. Or you can just listen to the podcast, or you can do both. And yeah, follow us on Twitter at Hoopball Nets. Us individually, I'm at Najee_Hunter. It's Hunter_JKR. Both of our Twitters are in the description of the podcast. Hope you're all staying safe. Hope you're staying COVID-19 free. Hope you're social distancing. And we'll see you all next time.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.